Hello, and thanks for being with us here on the New Life Show, a series of talks with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Nitza Mazoz. Hello. Today, we'd like to talk to Dr. Lightman about the world in the 21st century. There's a kind of feeling that we're all kind of slaves, and in this respect, we'd like to talk about the Exodus from Egypt. What does the future hold? And what is the place of women in this inevitable process? Be with us, Nitza, please. Yeah, we all feel that we're kind of slaves in the 21st century. It's interesting that even children and teenagers feel it from young age. It's felt that we can't really develop pleasantly. There's a feeling of, I'd call it heaviness. And on this show, I'd like to ask about the very special place of women in the process of our development, in the process of the Exodus from Egypt, but from the female point of view. I'd like to ask about the power women have to make a change in the world and society. So maybe really let's try and understand what is the place of women as the wisdom of Kabbalah sees the female force. What is their ability to make a change in the world, to make a breakthrough in our life, to take us to a better place? I think that first of all, the problem is in the importance. Were a woman to feel that she is now protecting her children, she would behave differently, both in the family, also in society, in the country, in the world. She doesn't have a feeling that she really has to stand guard and protect her children. Doesn't feel that. And here we, of course, have to work on our explanation to show this to women, to show the dangerous situation we're really in, to show that our world is losing its senses, to show that our world is losing its workplaces, and from one day to the next, men and women are losing their source of livelihood, and children are losing their schools and all the systems that teach them and educate them and sustain them somehow. And women have to think about it and discuss it amongst themselves and to recruit great forces just like they need if they have to stand in their family and demand for the family, demand from the man. And then man, from the bosom of creation, feels very weak before her by nature. The very same way a woman has to fight for the well-being of the family and the country and the world in general, because men, they got the reins into their own hands and they're leading the world toward an abyss. And we have to explain this to women because we have nothing to expect of the men, but only through women. And you really think that women have the force? Of course. Every man is very weak toward his wife. Very. Even the army, the police, toward women, everyone's weak. The problem is that the women aren't organized. Were they organized? No army, country, force, men, nothing could stand against them. Men have a weakness since birth, being brought up in his mother's lap, receiving his life from her. He has a kind of awe toward women. It's an inner thing. He's afraid of her demands or what? Let's not go there, but every man is afraid of his wife. He feels that inside. And so if a woman wants something, the man will want it too. If the woman doesn't want it, the man won't want it either. but eventually only on condition that she can stand her ground. And here she really has to feel that her claims are just, and to feel that the future of the world, her future, the future of her children, it all actually depends on her and not on the man. The future depends on the woman, actually. Yeah, because man, he'll play hide-and-seek till the very end. And only a woman can shake him up, get him out of the sandbox, and tell him what to do. And this is how every woman is toward her husband and toward men in general. I understand that there's a demand here coming from the woman, but it also has to be correctly directed, because today there are women that demand many things, but no. First of all, this force isn't organized, isn't connected. It has to be a mutual demand. It has to be a mutual demand, a mutual understanding. One method, one intention, a clear goal, how to turn, how to demand. It all really has to be correctly, thoroughly formed. And then really, only thanks to righteous women, do we come out of this Egypt. In Hebrew also meaning evil extract of ours. Now, women, all throughout history, went through many different states, processes, and today when we look at women, each woman is more or less per se caring for herself and maybe her family. She takes care of her makeup, but she can't take care of her family, because in the family, men, children, who knows what's going on there. No one knows how to advance. We have to teach women in this respect. Men, there's no chance of influencing them directly. But a woman can do a lot. How do we awaken this demand? Because you're saying that women maybe don't even understand that they're responsible for the future of the world. True. Maybe she understands that she's responsible for the well-being of her own family. But the question is, how can a woman really feel from within that she's really responsible for the future of the world? To explain it to her, to show it, to explain a bit about history. What do you mean? Today women are what? Uneducated. They know only how to milk cows. These are processes that won't happen on their own. There's need for explanation, organization. We have to do all these things. But through women, we will be able to correct the world and only. The example is Egypt and all the rest of the processes. There are many female initiatives nowadays where women get organized for different goals. You said that there has to be a precise and mutual intention and a clear goal. How would you define this goal that women have to direct themselves at and direct all their forces at it? The importance of the connection among, between everyone. This promises us a good, soft, safe future. When you're talking about the importance of connection, you're talking about the demand to connect for us to build our society in harmony, mutual harmony between everyone. This is what you call connection? Now, if we focus only on connection between women in order to awaken the process, we have to get organized so that we can reach women and explain to them what's going on, to explain how to arrange these things, how to influence men in order to arrange them correctly, for them to work on the connection along with us, so that at least they won't stand in the way, so that they'll take care of the children. A woman, nonetheless, has to be at the head of this organization. What do women have to believe in to make this happen? In their power. What do you mean? That they have the power to influence, to make a change, that they can influence everything. Everything starts from the malchut, from the woman, and everything ends with the woman. because woman is called creation, meaning creation, the whole of creation, is named after women. She gives birth, she nurses. Man, he all in all sows a seed. He brings some support, but the entire development comes from the woman. So a woman has to believe that she has the power, yeah, to lead positive change, yeah. Now let's talk about the abilities. He gave us the goal to bring all human beings to connection, to believe in their power, in their ability. Now, I want to ask about the abilities. What special abilities exist in women that are necessary nowadays to advance the world? I think that a woman has everything. She can get organized with other women if it's an important goal, that we have no choice, but we really have to fight against the angel of death here. We have to get organized for the sake of our children, for the sake of our families, for the sake of a better future for our children, for us to see them grow up, and for them to have families of their own and grandchildren. For all of this, we have to get organized in a very clear, powerful force, decisive force. This is one thing. Another thing is that we have to acknowledge that men can come under our influence, can be under our control. That every man, on the inside, by nature, he's afraid of his wife. Afraid. He feels her like a little child feels his mother. It's something given to him. And at home, every woman, she actually rules if she wants to. And if she'll want to do it wisely, then all the more. She's home. She's everything. Women are called home, not men. And so through women, we can really make a very big revolution. So I see two things here. To influence women themselves, to influence the children, and to influence the men. So let's go over this one by one. Influencing women, children, and men. How should women influence women nowadays? To unite, to connect into one force in order to promise our children a good future. What kind of influence should women have over children? To teach them that only connection between children through teachers and instructors and so on, getting correctly organized, for it to give children the correct education, to direct them toward the goal you talked about before, which is connection between everyone. Yeah. And how should women influence men? To activate them in anything and everything. For men to do everything that women determine. Organizing the entire society and the systems and everything, and for men to go and do it. And the goal that women are promoting here is connection. By nature, connection is the purpose of nature to bring us to be one body. And let's put it this way, there are many other things about it. On the way, women have to use their connection for purchasing power. Whoever doesn't agree, doesn't this, doesn't that, then we don't buy anything from them. We disrespect them. We make a fuss. Women are a tremendous force. If they want to, everyone will bend before them. Why doesn't everyone bend before them today? They're not doing anything. They're doing many things. What do they do? Different initiatives. What initiatives? Suppose we don't buy from some chain. Women won't buy from some chain. And what? That's it. What are men? purchasing power, that's women. Organizing women. The only thing that they lack is organization. So going back to the question I asked, what special abilities do women have that can promote the world today that men don't have? Care and concern for the future of the world and for the children. Men won't care for the future of the world. They care about soccer. I see. This is how they are. Men. I'm not disrespecting or anything. This is how they're built. So it's interesting what you're saying, that the female force in their ability is in their ability to care for others. So let's see what happens when women connect their care, their concern, and it becomes a general, mutual one. Is there some additional force that joins this process, special intensity that happens in the connection between women? Well, there are many things here that we can add from the wisdom of Kabbalah, but that's an addition. It's a very big addition. By that, we activate upper forces. But we'll talk about it sometime, maybe when we'll start working. Because I understand that the female force, when it's united, directed at the goal of connection, it's truly extremely powerful. Right. So it was interesting to find out. By this, they awaken very deep and powerful forces in nature. And if women will start uniting for the sake of the general connection, for the sake of a better future, then I, as someone who's engaged in the wisdom of Kabbalah, can say that immediately the world will feel a very rapid, strong change in the opposite direction of where we're deteriorating to right now, and we'll feel that men who like to be engaged in politics, economics, they'll start changing without us working on them. It seems to them that they're controlling the world. We'll see that, no, that women are really controlling the world, and not in the disrespectful way that it's done today, but in the goal-oriented fashion of tomorrow. So, just to see if I get this, if women will go through a certain process of development, it will project on men, yeah? How will it project on them? What force will be projected from women onto men? The force of good. Men will want to follow women in the same direction. They'll accept it as a kind of good morals, correct direction, the correct modern process, some kind of inner quality that today we don't see in the world. Yeah. What is this inner quality? She'll feel herself as a mother, responsible for her children, and not just one, but there has to be a strong group of women, as broad as possible, that work among the women of that country or that continent, and that they want to arrange the world. What is Merkel or in England there? They all act like men. There's no difference between them and men. You don't feel on them that they're the boss at home, like a woman at home, concerned. But what's good for the party? What's good for the army? There's no female approach here. This way, nothing works. So you emphasize that it can't be just one woman, but a group of women. Why? Why is it that if you bring together a group of women, their care and concern, like for our children, can be born? Because if those women want to connect in order to benefit the world, they create a very important force of connection that doesn't exist in a single woman. What kind of force? Force of bestowal. meaning the force of unity, because the woman is the will to receive. When she connects with other women, it's really in order to change the human ego. What precise change do women have to go through inside themselves as a person in order to be this lever of good in the world? She has to believe in her power on the one hand, on the other hand, that there's no choice but to act, that truly, from what we see, we are in a world that is in a very dangerous state. That if we don't influence the world positively toward connection, then we'll have to learn about our situation through great blows, including nuclear wars, after which we'll want to connect because we'll have no other choice. Up till now, we talked about the abilities. Now I'd like to ask about the roles. What roles in leading the world to a better place would women have, specific roles? At the top, there is a group of Kabbalists. Under them, their students. Under them, women that activate all the women that you can activate in the world, and through those women, activating the men, the families, and so on. So this group of women, you can't approach the broad public, the masses, but through women, because every woman in her place, in her family, where she is a mother, grandmother, wife, sister, daughter, everywhere she can act. Men, amongst them, they disappear. The responsibility, the female responsibility, how would you define it? What should be the new responsibility of women? A woman is responsible for the correction of the world. She is responsible for it. She is responsible for the correction of the world because the world, the entire population, only a woman can influence them. Men can't. So Kabbalists have to pass all this knowledge, all of these teachings and education onto women, and women have to get organized between them and go out and influence all the rest of the women and through the women to the men. And this is how it's going to work. What kind of groundbreaking message can we go out to women with, women that are maybe even in different influential positions? What can really awaken, stimulate, inspire? The future of the world, of the family, of the children, of the grandchildren, the good life, prosperity, everything. Correcting ecology, nature, everything's in our hands. Only the way is, like we said. I have 2 minutes left. Today, the danger you just mentioned about some big war, nuclear war, or something else that can do lots of harm, when you look at the horizon and you see some hero that can stop our deterioration, you actually see a female force there. You don't pin your hopes on men that they'll be able to stop playing their games of ego, destroying our world. Those that you pin your hopes on, that they'll have the reason, the understanding of how to prevent a cataclysm, is actually the female force. Yeah? You want to stop men? You have to put on the Mundial. Then, for a whole month, they're sitting in front of the screen. Yeah, I'm telling you. Only a woman that's not addicted to all this rubbish, all these games, can take care of the future. For you, it's important. What's in the fridge? What's going on at home? Do you have something clean to wear? Are all the bills paid? Only a woman really takes care of these things, and she can really take care of the entire world. I pin my hopes only on them. Thank you very much, Dr. Lightman. Thank you, Nitsa. Thank you for being with us. All the best.